Everything about it is appealing. Everything the traffic will allow. Nowhere could you get that happy feeling when you are stealing.
What the fuck is... Because we're on fire?
As a new test. Test.
Like, who yelled burn it down? Like, whose voice is that?
It's the intro to some wrestler's thing.
Okay. Is it George the Animal Steele? It's been a while.
Dean Ambrose, I believe.
Exactly.
Was that
gay wrestler for a while? There was like a gay, whose whole deal, he was gay.
Goldust.
There you go.
Yeah. Really?
Goldust.
They let him work.
You gotta see his intro.
Ago. Yeah. Come out.
He might even
like...
be trans. I think he's actually trans. He was before. You know.
Came out like in a boa and shit. And he would just kind of come and be like, "Woo!"
He had a blonde wig.
Yeah, blonde wig.
It was Dusty Rhodes.
Went into your closet, got his outfit. Please. You dress like a three-quarter fag.
Three quarters.
A quarter's in my pants.
Each. At least 85%.
Yeah.
Guy's wearing peach and a fucking, it's freezing.
Yeah, it's actually more of a...
You love it. Brian's wearing short sleeves for you, right? So you can see his guns.
The kid's in great shape.
He's dressed like for the month. You don't even check the weather. It's fucking freezing out.
I don't have any body fat. Like, I'm fine. I could live in, like, the Yukon.
Look like that's bad. You don't have any body fat.
Use a little more. You could
no body fat. Look at me.
Tone or something like...
Would I? Yeah. Want some of this? You want some of this?
Yeah, great. Roar! Stop talking about me!
Joe DiMattarese started with me yesterday.
Who, DiMattarese?
Joe DiMattarese. And then, of course, he's like been trolled professionally.
Yeah.
He's been off Twitter and on Twitter and off Twitter. So he said something to me about whatever.
Something about
I guess we can find a tweet. It's not that hard to find. But then, of course, all I said was, oh, snap, you know?
Yeah.
And then people sent me these two documentaries about him. One, the first one's called An Inconvenient Goof, a Joe DiMattarese documentary.
And then, there's
a sequel called Italian Psycho, another Joe DiMattarese documentary. They're fucking great. Like it's. And the best part was Pete Corielli, they show a clip of Pete Corielli going, he's going, Joe DiMattarese made his own documentary about himself. And I'm like, he's the dumbest of all of them. Instead of just looking, yeah, hey, Kevin Brennan, 666, maybe I take meds so I don't ever have a podcast called Burning Bridges. See, I'm a little angry. Doesn't your really successful comedian brother take meds?
Oh, wow.
Hashtag passive aggressive.
It's actually kind of funny.
First of all, the only problem with Neil, they're basically on the same track because, like, they're drugged out.
Yeah.
And if you're drugged out, you just kind of go, okay. And that's what Neil does. He just hangs around people. And they go, Neil, you want to look at this? He goes, okay. You know? So the problem with Matarese, he hung around with the wrong people. You know, he hung around with Artie Lang.
Yeah.
A confirmed drug addict.
He's like allegedly. Throwing garbage out now?
Yeah.
Now he's trying to hitch
his wagon to Sebastian.
Sounds pretty unstable to me.
Oh, Artie?
No, Matarese. He did a couple gigs with him in Wells Fargo. And
the singer of Skid Row is doing comedy now.
But the funniest part was the funniest part when Matarese was doing these gigs. He was like, because he's always doing Facebook Live from his phone and everything while he's driving, and it doesn't look safe. Because he's driving, he keeps looking at the camera.
Probably in traffic.
No, he's like,
he's that vain.
No, he's not. No, you can tell he's not necessarily in traffic. He's driving home from a gig. It's probably a Sunday afternoon. There's not a lot of traffic.
Yeah,
there's not a lot of traffic. Save your fucking gold puns for a second. So I'm always thinking like, this guy, and then one time he was driving his car. He goes, you know what, everybody? I'm feeling it. Are you feeling it? He goes, what you got to do is you got to tell everyone about Joe DiMattarese. You got to share my videos. You just got to tell the people. We got to create like a movement here. It's like, you can't. Like, it's like, that's not how it works where someone go like, you got to listen to Joe DiMattarese.
Right.
And then they'll watch it. They'll go, okay, he's pretty good.
Wildfire.
They're not going to fucking go like, oh, you got to go. You got to go.
Was he driving in the HIV lane?
Oh, because he has AIDS?
Yeah.
Oh, he don't have AIDS.
Well, it's HIV is not really AIDS. It's like starter.
No, I know. I'm just shitting on your pun. You're an idiot. Anyway, he does take a lot of meds. He probably takes as many meds as Magic Johnson.
Right. Yeah. Poof.
Or Neil.
Meds don't
disappear. Here's the thing. Here's the thing. I've been on meds. When I was in California, I was on meds. All meds do is just like if you're angry, they just confuse you so you're not angry.
Well, so
when you watch Joe Manganiello's podcast, like now he does it by himself. It's called Medicated. He's just confused. He's like, what was I going to say? He goes, I'm taking 10 milligrams of this thing and 10 milligrams of the other. What did I? But he acts like he's got a producer. Like Garrett's in the booth. He goes, Garrett, where's that video? But he's talking to himself. Where's that video? Last show was about bad. He goes, what's that Bad News Bears clip I was thinking about? And then he looks away like he's talking to somebody. And then he goes up on his screen. He goes, no, that's not it. Again, like he's talking to somebody.
It's like the greatest
he's talking
show
to
ever.
Himself. No, that's not it. And then he goes to another fucking Bad New Bears clip, and he goes, yeah, that's the one. First of all, it's a good movie, but it's like 40 years old. I think Walter Matthau's dead. So is Jack Lemmon, probably.
Yeah.
All that era actors are dead.
Two of them are dead.
Walter Matthau would be like 100 years old.
Still a good actor. Yeah. He was a good actor. If you're going to do a podcast by yourself, you got to be really focused. You got to be like Bill Burr, like landing a fucking helicopter in the wind. Got to be ready to go. Not this high. What was I going to say? Have some notes.
Tell some people about the podcast.
Tell people about this. And they're watching like, this is terrible. I watch it when I can't. I'm not kidding. So sometimes when I have trouble sleeping.
You watch Joe Manganiello's podcast?
Yeah. Because I used to listen to Four Corners, Lenny's podcast. I would listen to that sometimes when I was sleeping.
Four Guys might also be Lenny's podcast.
Yeah, I think Five Guys is a burger place. Anyway, so Manganiello, I've been listening to him a little bit. Because he's on too many medications, his head's spinning, he's confused. But that's what they want when you're angry. They want you to be confused so that am I angry anymore? You lose kind of your anger impulse. It kind of deadens it. But it deadens a lot of things.
I do a really good Walter Matthau Bad News Bears impression. Do you want to hear it?
No.
It's called Yes End.
Oh, yes.
And
I'm sorry to bother you, kids, but we better win a game soon because I'm going to be over here drinking a beer in the car and you kids aren't playing ball so good. So
that's Columbo.
Shit, you're right.
That's also what you say to your kids, too.
right now. You come in here, tuck daddy in, and tell me a story once in a while. I'm not sorry to bother you, but I'm saying he's
all I'm saying is
there.
You got to be angry or don't be angry. But don't be talking about your meds. And it's just, listen, nobody gives a fuck about your meds.
Mm.
You're a comic. Yeah. Nobody gives a shit what you're on. It's like it's like if you're a porn star, and you sit around and talk to other porn stars about your feelings. They don't. That's not your job.
Start fucking.
Your job, yes, fuck somebody. Put a dick inside one of your dirty holes.
That fucking remote control up
your
ass.
It's like if you're a comic, they don't really want to hear. They don't even want like comics killing themselves because it kind of makes them sad. It's like, oh, you guys are fucked up a little bit. Maybe.
He might be.
Maybe.
It's like watching sausage get made. You know what I mean? Just eat the sausage.
Yeah. So they don't want to. They don't need the. They don't need the. They just. Do jokes or don't do jokes.
Right. Don't break the fourth wall.
Go ahead, caller.
What do you got? Favorite Halloween memory? Really?
Yo.
Off to a great start.
Are you shy? Talk!
Yo, what the fuck is going on, man?
Who's
what the fuck is going on with you, bro?
Who's this? Jimmy?
It's like Jimmy Martinez. You and you've been up under me all this motherfucking time, and you letting bitch niggas assault you? Come on, Kevin. I expect better than that shit from you. Where's your thug life, nigga?
You know, he's got a good point, Kevin.
It is Jimmy. Jimmy tweeted today. He goes, fuck that sidekick job. You need security.
That's a motherfucker. Enough is enough, yo. Yo, I'll eat your niggas back.
Our niggers back. Well, I'm sorry. I lost me.
He said, I'll get your niggers back. So I think he means he's going to call us back.
Okay.
Is that what he meant?
I believe so.
Because I think his reception
I ran it through Google Translate, and that's what it said.
Excuse me. Excuse me, stewardess. I speak Jive.
I speak Ebonics. I think what that gentleman caller said is,
I will call you back later.
I think his phone card ran out.
Yeah, that is funny. That is funny when... Guy wants to beat you up, now wants to be your security.
You got to be your fucking security guard.
You've done a 180. Oh, it's really good stuff. How are the Brewer shows?
Good.
How's AC? Good.
It would be fucking, he would be furious if fucking, if Gary, if I brought Jimmy Martinez to the Village Underground, Jimmy, Gary Gold would be like, oh man, I didn't mean it like that. What? What?
I was just kidding.
No, man, I thought it was, I was telling you, just be cool.
I was telling you to, you know.
I was holding you against the wall, trying to get your attention.
Right, your shoelaces are untied.
Yeah, be cool.
Right. Put you up there to make sure man. Your hair was good for you.
I was going to tell you, you forgot to wash your hands.
Jimmy just be like grabbing with his big fucking paw.
Jimmy's big.
Squish him up into like a box.
Nobody wants to fuck with Jimmy. I'm still kind of spooked at it.
You're kind of what?
I'm kind of spooked that even I fucked with him that day. I didn't plan on fucking with him. I just pushed him too far. Plus, I know we were trapped up there. He could have murdered us all. He could have murdered us all. And they wouldn't have found us for days up there. In that fucking.
You'd be like Godzilla, like going through town.
Is that
like,
Jimmy right here?
Here.
Yo, Jimmy.
Hey, what's going on?
What is popping?
Good to see you, brother.
What the fuck is up? What up,
bro? I didn't know you were so close.
All right.
What happened, man?
You got to get on a mic. He's got to get on a mic.
Come on, man. Pull me up, bro.
Get your chair over here.
Pull me the
fuck up. No, you, Brian. Brian, you get over here. You get over here.
All right. Man, what the fuck? Take your shades, man. The bad to the boys club right here. What the fuck happened, dog? As soon as I step out of comedy land...
Where were you?
Jared will do it.
Oh. You know, living my life. What the fuck happened, bro? No, tell the truth.
Oh, wait,
I need everything from the beginning.
Let him get it set up. It's only going to take a second.
All right. Come. I need everything from the beginning, man.
Yeah.
So you know Gary Goldman, right?
Yeah, the passively aggressive motherfucker. I know him very well.
What do you mean, passively aggressive?
He's nonchalantly arrogant. Nonchalantly arrogant.
Right.
I know who Gary is. You know what I mean?
Right.
But
right.
I've never known Gary to be a physical motherfucker. So, you know, this white-on-white crime has really got me disturbed right now. I'm just keeping it a stack. This shit don't... It's not supposed to happen. So, I need to know from the beginning, Kevin, because we all know you're a fucking troublemaker. What happened, though? What happened?
Okay, so... You know, he was giving his writing tips. You follow him on Twitter?
I don't.
Okay, don't interrupt Jimmy, by the way. Let me just get the story out. Don't do your stupid puns, because we only have fucking 45 minutes anyway.
Go ahead. You have the floor.
And then someone's calling it, and then Pete Davidson's calling at 3 o'clock anyway.
Perfect.
Hold on for a second.
Sorry, I'll take a nickel bag.
I'm down the block from my audition. I'm over at Kevin Brennan's show. I gotta call you back. I'm in the middle of something. I gotta call you back. Go ahead. Come on.
So anyway, so he's been giving these writing tips from the first of the year.
Oh, really?
His writing tips, because he's at the top of his game, right?
Mm.
That's what he said. I'm just quoting him.
Editorialize. Just tell the story.
I'm quoting him. He's at the top of his game. He's gonna give writing tips from the first of the year. It was supposed to just be for a month. Then it gone over to February, which is, you know, Black Awareness Month.
Black Awareness?
So
I'm very aware.
I thought that was stepping on some toes, if you know what I'm saying. Sometime in February, he's on top of his game. He's giving writing tips. I follow him at the Village Underground, you know, and he's got a legendary bad temper. He flips out on audiences all the time.
Really?
Yeah. Like for years he's been doing it. Anyway, so I'm at the bullpen section of the Village Underground where the comics sit.
Yeah.
I'm on next, and all of a sudden he flips out on some audience member, but it was unprovoked. Like the woman was just talking or whatever. Or he didn't like the way she was laughing, or maybe she ordered something or whatever. But he wasn't doing great, and then so he flips out on her. Just flips out. He goes. You're interrupting the great Gary Goldman, third person bullshit.
Oh my God!
Like, this guy, this fucking. Anyway, I was gonna throw the N word, but like with the A at the end, you know.
Yeah.
So anyway, out of respect for you.
Yeah, for
anyway,
sure.
So this white boy. So he's just basically shits on the crowd, basically trashes the crowd, because it makes it all about how she's interrupting him, and again, we didn't hear, like, if you're there and you don't hear shit and then all of a sudden the comic flips out. It's really about the comic.
Yeah, that, I was about to say that. Yeah. I just wanted you to finish your
point. So if someone's heckling you from the middle of the room and everybody can hear what's going on, that's a different story. But if no one can hear it except you, you got to fucking deal with it. And it's a 15-minute set. So just eat your shit and get the fuck off and let the next guy deal with it. Okay. Anyway, shitting on her and blah, blah, blah. Then he does his thing. Then he hits the mic against his leg, and he goes, oh, guess, yeah, I'm doing a Dave Chappelle impression. Yeah, Dave Chappelle, right? He goes, the problem with Dave Chappelle, he gave us Neil Brennan. This is what he says, okay? So Sam Morrell comes up to me. He goes, does he know you're next? I go, I don't know what the fuck he knows. So I don't say a fucking thing. I just go up to it. The crowd's not good because he shit on them. So then about 2 weeks later, you know, he's still giving writing tips, and it was like, I think it was Valentine's Day, because Valentine's Day is not a good day for me. Anyway, Valentine's Day.
One second.
No, let me tell the story.
Question for you.
No, I don't give a fuck. I already told it.
Are you tweeting Gary yet? Are you tweeting him about his writing tips?
I'm about to say it, you dumb fuck.
No, I'm fine.
Don't interrupt me.
Whatever, Papa.
So then Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day, I tweet back at him. I basically say, he gives one of his writing tips. I retweet it, but put a comment on top of it. I go, the dirty little secret about Gary Goldman is he flips out on the crowd. If he's the least bit interrupted or he flips out. I've heard he flips out on waitresses for taking an order. Because that night after he flipped out, I go, that guy's a fucking asshole. And the manager goes, he flipped out on a waitress a couple weeks ago at the Comedy Cellar at the Village Underground. He said, you shouldn't have taken an order now. It was a dumb time to take an order. During the show. Because he's a
so
fucking
we're
genius.
Supposed to stop,
yeah, he's a genius.
Money
yeah,
for the
yeah.
Club.
And where they're selling drinks, and people are drunk. There's going to be interruptions. If people are drunk and they're ordering drinks, shit's going to happen. So you got to be ready. So do theaters. If you don't want to do it, just do theaters. So anyway, so that led to one thing.
Is his weight up enough to do just theaters?
I don't know. So then, like, you don't even know. You don't even know Pete Davidson and Vinnie Brand are at it. So you act like you have your fucking ear to the ground out there. No, he's not doing theaters. Like you know. You know dick about squat, as they say.
Huh?
So the next time I see him, It's a while. Like, it's not till April, because I remember we did that show at West Side Comedy Club, Comedians at a Compound, April 1st.
I was going to come. I couldn't make it.
April 1st, I do a show at West Side. Then I'm going downtown, and I go to the cellar. He's on. I'm on next. I walk in the room. He's going like this, so he can see if it's me. So then I walk to the room to go to the bathroom. I'm on next. He's already on. I'm walking to the bathroom. He stops the show. Doesn't say a word and just stares at me. I know he's staring at me because everyone's looking at me and so then I go in the bathroom. He starts talking again. I come out. He does the same thing. Just stares at me. Stops the show. If that's not fucking arrogance, I don't know what the fuck it is. Because it's like he thinks I'm 6'7". If somebody heckles me, I'll just beat them up. Huh. So that's his mentality. Ben Bailey's the same way. They're like, how fuck?
No, chill with Ben Bailey, homie. Okay. Ben, that's my nigga. He a good dude. And we're not going to do Ben. I'm here for this Gary Goldman.
I'm just saying, I've seen it with guys who are big. I never seen Dan Aderman stare down someone in the crowd.
I smacked the shit
or
out
Brad
of
Brad Trackman.
Remember before. Huh? I smacked the shit out of
But you work rough rooms.
Best birthday ever.
No, this was at the Boston Comedy Club.
Okay, well, that's a rough room. I was there at the beginning.
Nevertheless,
Steinberg got shot at the Boston Comedy Club.
That's awesome.
Yeah, with a BB gun. I was looking for a next comic because I was hosting. I come back. I go, Jason. I just got shot. I go, I got Marc Maron. So it's all.
Marc Maron's up next.
I didn't even give a fuck.
Okay.
I didn't even give a fuck. It's like you got shot with a BB gun. West Third Street was rough back in the early '90s.
Clearly, yeah.
In the late '80s.
Used to break into Ben Bailey's car all the time, every motherfucking week around when he had the
Cash
little
cab?
Stupid car he had. But I need to know at what point did this shit get physical?
Okay, so then after I walked to the cellar that night. I'm next. I'm waiting in the room. He comes off stage, walks over to me, just doesn't say a word, starts shaking my hand, and then starts squeezing it real hard. And I'm like, oh, whatever. Okay, dude. I mean, the only problem is I just broke my elbow, fucking with Ben Bailey. No, I actually fell. I was running for the train. I broke my elbow. So he's squeezing my hand. I'm like, I don't want to be like, hey, it kind of hurts. You just
kind of hurt my hand here, Gary.
So your pride got in your way of your arthritis.
Uncle.
So then I had it. But then John Lasseter brought me right up. So he doesn't do a lot of time.
Way to go, John Lasseter.
He doesn't do a lot of time in between. For once, it came in handy. You know? So I go right up. And then I don't even fuck with Gary Goldman. I just go through the that little door that leads up to the stairs.
Back, yeah.
I did my set. I grabbed my bag. I just went outside the exit.
Exit, emergency exit.
Yeah. And then I just went home, and I looked behind me a lot of the times. But I I'm like,
at what point did?
He already touched me then, and then I went.
I need to know. Listen, Kevin. I'm talking about that whole ass post that you put up to criminally indict him, because he can be, that nigga could go to jail. If that was me.
If I was a woman, he'd be in jail.
If you got smacked by me, I would be in jail right now.
Yeah, that's
you
a good point.
Put that fucking post
that's a good
up.
Point.
I would be in jail right
now.
That's a good point. And the fact that this motherfucking Gary Goldman motherfucker is walking around unscathed.
White privilege.
Exactly. This is my point exactly. But this is what I'm going to say. All your motherfucking co-hosts, I promise you, if I was still your co-host, no disrespect, Brian.
Not at all.
If I was still your co-host.
Two different.
No. That motherfucker would not have fucked with you, bro.
Yeah, you're right.
And this is
a
motherfucking fact.
Yeah.
And I don't really know a
See
lot
later,
about
Brian.
Gary.
Thank you, everybody.
He needs you here. He needs you here.
I appreciate it. Mr. Kumia, thank you for the opportunity.
No,
you're right, though. You're right. You're right.
That was some real sucker shit, because here's the thing, man.
He ambushed me, too, in the bathroom.
That's the important part. That's the story he wants to hear.
That's what I want to hear.
Yeah, last Friday, I know he's on the show, so I'm on first. And again, John Lasseter's MCing, so he's up. I'm first.
Who's on third?
So
that's actually funny.
No, you hate when he actually says something funny. When you gotta give him points. So I'm in a bathroom in the Village Underground checking myself, see if I have any snot coming out of my nose, and just checking myself in the mirror, you know. And then all of a sudden he just bursts into the bathroom and just fucking throws me up against the wall. And I'm like, and then luckily the fucking the guy was there, the bathroom attendant, and he was like, break it up. And then Sean, the bouncer, came in.
Sean, that's my guy, good guy, right?
And then
there.
He broke it up. And then he just kept holding me. He was like, I remember he said,
what is he saying? Why
saying like, don't? I think he said, well, you're talking shit about me on your show, and I'm like, I got a show. I guess I'm something. At least I'm somebody. I'm doing pretty good. Yeah. I have a show. No, so he's shaking me, and then he's like, I'm not really shaking me, just pin me up against the wall. And he's like, don't test me, motherfucker, or something like that. I'm like, you already did. You failed. I don't know.
He did kind of fucking Arnold Schwarzenegger's 1980s movie comeback last moment.
In the chopper.
Because he did kind of. I did test him. He did fail. He lost his shit. You know, he fucking lost his shit. So again, I know he's easily triggered.
I don't get that vibe when he's around me. I don't get that vibe from
People
Gary.
Are gonna fuck with you.
No, but I. You,
no, there's been there's all kinds. I talked to Chad. Chad's like, everybody has a story where they saw fucking Gary Goldman lose his shit, whether it's on stage or I think it's mostly on stage, but off stage too. You know, where he just.
Well, you know, I'm gonna say this, man. You know, my motherfucking executive producer over at Fire in the Hole, G Money. Was the one that put me onto game and told me, yo, Kevin was assaulted by another comic.
Yeah.
I'm just coming out into the world. Last night, we shot our episode last night, this morning, like 3 a.m. This is when I found this shit out. And now I'm like, I had to come. At first, I'm calling. I'm supposed to be going to an audition right now, nigga. I said, I got to stop by this show.
I appreciate it.
And I need to figure out what the fuck is going on.
This is when, like, when Bob Hope used to drop in on Letterman. He goes, I was across the hall live at 5.
Right.
And I heard.
We can run lines if you want.
But nah, man.
Oh, I appreciate
Gary
it.
Gary Goldman. Listen.
Are there abrasions on your body? Like,
yeah, there still are. What?
No, I didn't see.
You didn't see the tweet?
I can feel them.
No, it's still there. I still got fucking scars.
Are you gonna press? Can you call me yesterday asking me if I thought you should?
Okay, that's might be off the record.
Whoa. Nah, nigga, you bugging, Kev.
No, don't press charges, right?
You hold that, my nigga. What the fuck are the police gonna do?
Yeah, that's right. I don't trust the popo,
From harm's way.
I don't know.
What do you mean?
What do you mean? What do I mean? You serving him up to the police, you're not going to be able to at no point get a chance to get at the nigga. All you going to be able to do is talk shit about it on his show.
And
he needs to be in a comedy club where you are, where you're destroying, and he's got to go up next. You understand what I'm saying? Like that.
That's how I bury him, by crushing, and then he bombs after me?
Yeah.
I'm probably better off maybe getting a...
You said what?
I've always heard snitches get bitches.
Yo,
yeah, but it's not to me. That's no way of getting even. I don't want.
It's not even about getting even, my nigga. Like, first of all, it's not that, yo, Kev.
I don't want
to. You be out here doing whole shit, baiting motherfuckers to do shit to you.
Right.
So, my nigga, it comes with the game.
Right. That's what I said.
You got a whole lot. You calling Brian P. fucking McCarthy for legal advice so you get the law involved. That's some whole shit. Nah, my nigga, because the first thing I said when G Money showed me your motherfucking tweet with that, I said, this nigga trying to get fucking Gary arrested. And then I was like, wait a moment. He's white. He ain't going to jail. And then I said, you know what? Let me come up here and let me put a message out to Gary Goldman. Yo, Gary, man. Listen, homie, I probably said what's up to you. This one right here, this is the camera.
Number one.
We probably said what's up to each other maybe 4 times in my career. I remember at one time you was helping some little white boy that actually got a writing job to move to L.A. But every time I spoke to you, I've always felt like you was, I don't know, like you felt like you were better than me. And I could dig it, dude. You look like a hulky Keanu Reeves from Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. I get that, you know, and look at me. I'm just a regular old motherfucker. I'm an old dog out here, dog. But homie, real nigga shit, you are not about that mess whatsoever. All that street shit you trying to do, this man got a family. And he got a wife and kids, dog. You understand what I'm saying to you, homie? If I ever find out you put your hands on this man again, ain't nothing to talk about. I'm Jimmy Martinez, my nigga, and I'm going to come and see you. Keep this shit comedy-based related, bro.
Yeah.
Yo, Kevin, you be on some whole shit, but you my big brother. I've known you since I was 16 years old.
Right.
But, bro, do not get the cops involved when you out here starting whole shit.
That's what I said.
Hold that. You hold that, and you just keep doing your shit, man. Where were you, Brian P. McCarthy?
Let me tell my message for Gary right now. You mess with the Brennan, I'll send you to heaven.
It doesn't even rhyme, Kevin.
I don't even know what
and heaven
is.
Rhyme.
Listen, man. Two of us.
All right, man. Good luck with your audition.
Thank you, brother.
Great time. Pleasure seeing you, man.
Already, man.
I'll see you later.
All right. Peace. Break a leg, honestly.
Be good, Kev, man. Don't...
Here, get yourself some lunch.
Yeah.
I'm me, here.
Yeah, he's...
There you go.
Get yourself some lunch on me.
Look at that.
Yeah, well, be good, y'all.
All right, see you later.
There's more where that came from, but not much.
It's okay. He's going to do like a Lifetime movie about like a sweet high school principal now. Like, so he's going to read some like, Jimmy, you're great.
That was hilarious.
It was really good. All right, great. He's in the studio now. He's all over the place. God bless him. Oh, now Garrett's coming in here. Garrett, do you have a message for Gary Goldman also?
If you have a message, you're talking to that camera.
The camera one. Gary Goldman, right? Camera
like,
one.
It was like when they do the...
The confessional. Like
the truth, the confessional,
world,
yeah.
Whatever,
when they do the confessional, when they go, yeah.
Yeah.
When Snooki goes in the confessional.
Yeah. He came in like the Kool-Aid guy. I was like, holy shit. Wow.
It was classic because he calls, the call breaks out, and then 2 minutes later, he's here.
He's inside.
Like, no, it's like we're in the future. It's like, oh, shit, I can't call you, so I'm going to jetpack myself over there.
There, too.
Yeah.
Genie.
Yeah.
Rubbed a lamb, he pops out. Yo. So, all right. Well, you know, other than that, how about these midterm elections?
Yeah.
I know. Benghazi.
Listen, you can't. Listen, what I agree. My wife said you got to go to the cops. I go, listen. I go. I kind of, you know, it's kind of
shit. You know,
no, that's kind of my game. It's like, it's kind of, you know, if I'm gonna talk shit, there might be some consequences. And then if I go to the cops, I look like I go to the cops.
I still need to go to the cops. Whatever. I mean,
yeah, but then I asked my Twitter lawyer, and should I go to the? He's like,
Joe Manarese.
I said no. I said if I don't go to the cops and then he does something again, is it better to set up like a precedent? He goes, not really. He goes, you have pictures. You know, there's witnesses that he did it before. So
what are you, a schmuck?
But every time I've gone to the cops, and I've been to the cops a couple of times with like, you know, assault or assault and battery. I don't know what the difference is.
Like Charles Bronson from Death Wish.
So I've been to the cops a couple of times. You always end up. They always end up pressing charges against you, and then you got to get a lawyer.
Yeah, yeah.
Because if you show up to court without a lawyer, even if you do have a fucking hit podcast, they don't want to talk to you. They want to talk to your lawyer.
Yeah, they don't want to talk to you
at all times. It's like that's why they have agents. That's why they have all kinds of, because they don't want to talk to you. No. They want to talk to your. I represented myself one time in Ocean City, New Jersey, and it was a fucking fiasco.
I paid to watch that.
I was
for my life.
I was cross examining this woman. I was basically implying she was a whore.
What exactly was this?
It must have been gold. Like I really was cross examining.
You're like Ted Bundy when he was cross examining.
No, we had a Hatfield and McCoy situation with my neighbors because they were renting out the douchebags, and I kept fucking fighting with the neighbors and the guys who owned the building. They're fucking Russian whores. And but anyway, it was a. And I thought, you know, I'm gonna get fined anyway. So I'm gonna have to pay the lawyer. So maybe I'll save money, just represent myself, and take the fine that way. But the judge threw the book at me. He fined me as much as he possibly could have, just because he's like, I don't want people representing themselves, even if it's a little fucking municipal fucking court in Ocean City, New Jersey.
I'll tell you, man, I hate when the whores are Russian. I always go, hey, slow down and work those balls.
Sometimes it's not appropriate.
Right. Well, sorry, Judge Judy. I was trying to think of a Matlock.
Well, I mean, he was a. What's his name? Jimmy was funny. He's like, where were you, Brian?
Were you, Brian?
Imagine if Brian was there.
As soon as I can. Right.
My blind sidekick.
I'll get him. Put him up, Gary.
He's trying to break up a fight. He's grabbing waitress's tits.
Right. Pretending he's blind.
Mozzarella sticks. I'm like, I'll run right there.
Exactly. Don't touch my boy. Right. Your boy already left.
There's a golden goose over here, Gary. He's like, I'm Todd Barry. Why you rhyme?
Has there been any like ramifications since? Like, has the seller done anything?
I got some spots, so I don't know if they're going to punish me.
Yeah.
I sent Noam an email, but I didn't hear back. I think he's ghosting me a little bit to kind of sweat me out. But
yeah. Or he might just be trying to let it go away.
Huh?
He might just be trying to let it go away.
I think it's just like, you know, it's not a big deal. You basically, Liz and Noam were basically implying that night that, like, you know, I feed off of this kind of thing.
Well, I don't know what would give him that idea.
I don't know.
What could possibly give him that
idea,
Kevin?
Pete Davidson.
Oh, Pete Davidson's calling.
Oh, good, Pete.
All right, great. So I try to get Vinny to call, but I don't know. You know, Vinny, you can't get Vinny to call at any time because he's on the line with people, and then he kind of is kind of a dick anyway with getting back to you.
Sure.
But Pete, so Pete, what happened? Thanks for calling in, by the way. I know you're busy.
Oh, yeah, I got a lot of stuff to do, you know? I got to play myself on SNL.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So what happened?
Yeah, man.
What happened? So what happened? So you were at the gig and then you left?
Yeah, it really is a factory of stress, let me tell you. I was there and someone made a joke about me, so I left. And that's not my contract. No.
So do you have in your contract nobody can make jokes about you before you go up?
No. You can make eye contact with me. I'm fine with that sometimes.
So you were
but
in
my
the...
eyes are very dark, so you can't look too long or else, you know, you go blind too.
Yeah.
Were you wearing sunglasses? I mean, were you in the green room when he was on stage and then you split through the back way and I got in, and then you made the Instagram post from your car, right?
Yeah, it's truly, you know, it's what comedians do. You don't talk to people or address it. You send Instagram videos around.
And then Vinny had to address the Instagram video. It was fucking great.
From stage. From
it was
stage.
Great. No, because Pete makes the Instagram
to see
video.
Old man
Pete,
have to go
Vinny's,
on.
Vinny's watching it and addressing it like in real time.
It's happening. Like he's having a conversation.
It must have just happened that he put out the Instagram video. And then, and Pete's sitting in his car. Yeah, your eyes were dark. So my question is, were you like all drugged up and you didn't want to do a show because you thought you'd have a bad show?
I mean, look, man, first of all, I think that how old is Vinny? Like 60? I didn't think he even knew what Instagram was. You know, I didn't think he'd see that for days.
Yeah, one of his kids probably showed him how to use it, but he had it up on the big screen. So, is there any fallout on what you did, or your fans sticking with you? Or what is TMZ saying?
Oh, they're just thinking of everyone's sticking with me, man. You know, they're thinking of all my my classic characters I've done on SNL. You know.
Which one?
Like me.
You on Weekend Update?
You just being you.
Yeah, me on Weekend Update.
Have you heard from Ariana Grande? I
heard she wrote a song about
this. I love Ariana, let me tell you. I mean, well, I'm really tempted to leave this interview right now because you just even mentioned her. If anyone's even thinking about her, I gotta go in a car.
How dare
they expect a comedian to talk about his extremely public private life?
Yeah,
right. So, does any of this embarrass you when people like? And now everybody says you have a big dick. How does that make you feel?
I mean, look, man. I mean, people know what's a bigger dick move than not talking it out and leaving a club.
That's true.
It's a pretty big dick move.
It's a big dick move.
That's big dick energy right there.
I can't wait till I can do stuff like that. Fuck that. He mentioned Neil Brennan.
I'm out.
Don't mention Lenny, Neil, Gary Goldman.
All the women you've dated.
You can mention Jimmy Martinez because I'm back in his fold.
Yeah.
Right.
Can you get me on Chappelle's show?
Seriously, what happened when Vinny? What happened that night when Pete left? Like, what do? They bring up somebody like
the refund?
No, they told him they could. I mean, Vinny might have done time, but people always get mad at Vinny.
Go up.
The problem with Vinny is that like everybody has an issue with Vinny on the way up because he doesn't. You know, I'm not saying he treats comics bad, but. It's his club, so he does a lot of time. You know, a lot of people complain to me. I like Vinny. I think Vinny's a good comic. But a lot of people complain that he does too much time. So when they get a chance to stick it to Vinny, I think sometimes people do that. And they go like, oh, Vinny, you didn't treat me great. And Pete's a local guy, so he's worked at Vinny's club before. Yeah. Vinny said in the statement that, you know, I was always nice to Vinny. You know, I let him order from the... I used to let him order from the headliner menu, not just the appetizers.
9/11 kids menu.
But Pete, I have to ask you, like,
that's why I left. Actually, he didn't let me order from the headliners menu this time. He's like appetizers only.
Apps like, only.
Apps only for you.
And a soda, but no alcohol.
An Ariana thing.
Louis has an issue with Vinny.
Really?
Huh? No, I know. I heard Vinny tell it, so I'll let Vinny tell it. But they have two different versions of the same story. Because I heard Louis tell
Vinny
his version.
Vinny bring up Ariana at his show?
Louis told his version, and then I think he told me in one of our car rides. And then Vinny either told me on the phone or I heard him talk about it on his show or something. So a lot of times on the way up, you know, people, you know, and if it's a local guy, I'm sure Pete... So you already had a pre-existing issue with Vinny?
Yeah. I was mad that he had a problem with Louis C.K. and I love him so much. So
no, but when you used to open or feature, did you ever have a run-in with him? Like, did he not pay you, or did he disrespect you, or did he say something about your dad, or like what? You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. You know, he's just I mean, you know, Jersey guys. They bust your balls. You know. I heard he had a role in orchestrating 9/11, so that kind of hit close to home.
Yeah. It's Branstein, the Jew's revenge.
What's
Branstein?
Yeah,
he called him sick to his not work.
Right. I mean, doesn't this whole Pete Davidson thing, like, don't you make all these, you date these really famous women, and then you want your security guard to come out and say, don't talk about it? Like,
No, but apparently his security told Vinny to not, for the audience not to yell out, Kate Beckinsale or Ariana Grande. So, and then Vinny just did what they told him, and then Pete used it as an excuse to not do the show. Is that what happened, Pete?
I mean, I got to talk to my security guys. I mean, I don't think they did that. Why would they do that? I clearly don't react poorly when people mention Kate Beckinsale or Ariana Grande.
Who do you like?
So, I don't know what.
Who do you like better, like looking back, Kate or Ariana Grande? Who's better in bed?
Oh, man. Well, I'd make Kate put on that vampire thing that she does and shoot me in the neck with a crossbow. Oh, that was so hot.
Yeah.
And Ariana, you know, she kind of looks like she's like 11. That's kind of hot. And
it's kind of hot.
It's kind of hot.
And but, you know, man, yeah, it's kind of weird to go from dating, you know, someone who just got out of Disney to someone that I jerked off to when I was watching Disney.
Kate Beckinsale has to be at least 40, right?
At least.
45, yeah.
At least. She's got she's got a daughter as old as Pete.
Yeah, like 22.
Yeah, it's funny that she looks so full of life and I look like I'm dying.
Yeah, it's ironic. And you're much younger.
Will you get another tattoo about this incident?
Oh, yeah, I should. I've already, I'm going to get a Vidi Brand tattoo right next to Hillary.
Good. Yeah, that's a good idea.
All right, Pete, thanks for calling in.
Hey, thanks, guys.
Good luck.
Watch SNL this week. Adam Sandler's on.
What about you? Are you on?
Good plug. Yeah, he'll be on.
I'll be smoking weed in the back.
They got to put him on. He's like the star of the show.
I guess.
I'm playing canteen boy.
No, he's the only one who gets in the fucking papers.
They should show you just in an Uber making videos. That's what they should do.
Yeah, Vinny Brand plays the scoutmaster who fucks me.
They should have him in the back seat of a limo saying, I can't do the show today because someone mentioned my dad's name or 9/11.
It'd be so great if like he had like a list of dates he's going to have coming up, but like they're all canceled on purpose. It's like just a big gimmick. Like,
Whether
to not see him.
Yeah.
You know, and then at least they sell some mozzarella sticks.
First of all, he's on a lot of drugs. So you don't know. I mean, if you're on drugs, sometimes you just go like, I don't want to do the show. You know, you're too high. You're not up to it. And then you blame fucking Vinny Brand. So
I guess,
I mean, I'm saying it's not like he's innocent. All the time, Vinny Brand. Well, you don't even know what we're talking about.
No, I wouldn't know him if he...
Have you worked this club?
I have, yeah.
Speaking of Vinny Brand, how's Uncle Vinny going? Have you worked there?
I was going to say, if you're going to fuck over someone in Jersey, Vinny Brand's not the one to do it.
Have you worked Uncle Vinny's?
I haven't. I'm banned from there because of you. I'm
seriously, still?
Yeah, for life. I'm not allowed to come back. I have to die.
Such
and if I come back, I might be allowed.
Such a nothing club.
Bro, mustache.
Yeah, he may not know.
Right. Yeah. You probably name the real way, Brian.
Yeah, if I go in a Bri.
Right, and a mustache. You're like, hello, my lord.
How's your girlfriend doing?
She's good.
Yeah. You guys still live together?
We live together. Yes, we do. We have a puppy.
You have a puppy?
Yeah, French bulldog puppy.
Oh, my God, that's so pathetic.
Why is that fucking pathetic?
I tried a time machine. Jesus Christ.
Why? I
would go back in time and fucking redo everything.
Yeah. I'd kill Hitler.
I would have killed Neil as a child.
Yeah.
Right. Like, we'll call it a drowning.
Drown him in a tub or something.
It's all right. We still would have had the Chappelle show. Everything still would have happened without Neil.
Yeah, weird.
All those things still would
be like, It's a Wonderful Life. Nothing changed.
Oh, she? Oh.
Nothing changed at all.
Neil's dead.
Play Rick James.
I just don't get the whole Pete Davidson thing, like in the sense of, why are you bitching when people say the Kate Beckinsale's name, right? But you'll make out with her at center ice at the fucking Ranger game.
Yeah, like, I'm a little baby because he's a baby.
What the fuck is going on? Like,
listen, that's the whole thing. That's my whole show. Everybody, all these people that make it or whatever, then they become bullies. Like Pete's like, oh, I vote for Hillary Clinton. I'm a progressive, but then like he gets a chance to shit on whoever he does. You know what I mean? They use their fucking celebrity status to be fucking assholes because they know they have more fans and they know they're gonna win. You know,
I don't think
Gary Goldman does it with the fucking. You know, he's going to fucking, Leslie Jones did it to me. Gary Goldman's like, I'm bigger than you and I'm more popular than you. And then he finds out I have all these fucking great troll fans.
They're the best.
Well, nothing who don't, I guess, are jobless.
That OVO crew is fucking hilarious.
And now they're all OVOs.
That guy's a mastermind from Albuquerque.
Artie Klein is fucking hilarious. Yep.
I don't even know. Now they all adopt OVO as their
OVO. Is like
OVO in Stanford.
He told us once, but yeah. I forgot.
I'm sure they could call in. I'm sure there's someone's probably listening.
No. I forgot to tweet. We were doing the show today.
Hilarious.
Well, they tweeted that guy Steve, somebody that does the pictures of you and I.
Steve, yeah, but that's not a, that's yeah, but people forget what
Kevin Brennan.
People forget what time it starts.
Right.
I had to try to contact Vinny. Anyway, no, but that's what they do. It's like you can't fight Pete Davidson because he's popular, so he's going to win.
Yeah.
And at least Vinny has the video of him like defending himself.
I don't think he knows that you can.
He might get a fucking death threat. That's what happens.
Oh, with
like Vinny. If you go up against a big enough celebrity, then you get fucking death threats.
Yeah, you do get shit. Yeah. So, yeah, but it's not like saying the audience went against Pete when he settled.
They were, but still, Pete will still spin it that he was victimized.
Of course, yeah.
Because I think he just didn't want to do the show.
I think so, too. I think something
nobody,
else was
nobody
going
just
on.
Bails because he said something. He could just go up on stage and make a joke about it. It's like when I open for Louis, the biggest laughs he gets is off of him jerking off in front of any kind of reference to that. So the biggest laugh Pete's going to get from now until the next couple years is him, Ariana Grande, or who he's dating, yeah, or he lives with his mom. It's all about his fucking personal life.
Mm. Right.
So no matter what Vinny says, he can go up there and just make a big joke, and the crowd will be fucking eaten out of his fucking big, gigantic hands. Doesn't he have big hands, too? Yeah,
big, thick cock, apparently.
Long arms, too.
All signs point to him having a big
dick. It'd be weird if you're like a celebrity, everybody's like, it's not a big dick. All these celebrity fucking whores, and they're like, it's not an impressive cock. Because it's always like Tommy Lee or fucking, they always have a
big
huge
dick.
Even Kevin Hart.
He drove a
you think he wouldn't have a,
Hart have a big dick?
He said, yeah, Big J says he has a huge cock.
He
yeah.
does not have a huge cock.
Huh?
Big J has a tiny cock.
I bet.
Oh, well, he talks about it.
But if maybe because if he loses more weight.
That's a lot of fat pad.
You would know.
Shut up. I am as God made me, sir. But no, yeah, Tommy Lee in that video, I jerked off that a couple days ago. He's driving the boat with his dick. They got that boat in Lake Havasu, and he's just driving the boat around with his dick. That's a
why,
big dick.
Why were you watching that video?
Because I like Pamela Anderson.
Because he likes boats.
Yeah, exactly, right.
He likes Tommy's dick.
So yeah, the video was on sale.
Oh, I get it.
I like when Jimmy tries to get mad at you, but then he can't.
He can't because it's a good pun.
It actually works. She hits the mark.
Did you watch the Motley Crue movie?
I did. It was horrible.
Yeah, you didn't like it?
No. It was like weird. Did you watch it, the Motley Crue thing?
I tried to. And then they're like, it's not real. This is not really what happened. I'm like, okay. I get sick of like, this is kind of what happened, but it kind of didn't.
Well, the only thing that bothered me is, you know that like when Nikki Sixx overdosed, he was with the fucking dudes from Guns N' Roses. He was with Steven Adler. He was shooting up with them.
Okay.
Slash. But that was the only thing that really bothered me. I'm like, yeah, that's a really important part, though.
Well, yeah, but
well, who'd they say he was with?
They didn't show. They just showed random people.
Oh.
Like, no, he was with very famous people when he overdosed.
I thought when there was a car accident, I thought it was a guy from Def Leppard?
No. You think he lost his
arm? Who was the guy who lost his arm?
I don't remember. No, it was the guy that lost his arm, but that was not with him. It was with
oh,
the guy
that was
from
a different car accident?
Tokyo fucking whatever it's called.
Was the guy who lost his arm?
Yeah, Def Leppard.
Drummer?
Yeah, that's the Def Leppard drummer.
But he wasn't in the car with the guy from Motley Crue.
No. I don't think so.
That was a different car accident.
That was a different one.
Garrett
Neal fucking killed that guy.
Oh, back in California, they were all fucking high on coke and drunk.
Yeah.
There was surprising they all weren't dead.
You know, he goes to
show
in jail for
coke
that.
Doesn't kill as many people as they would allege that it does. You know what I mean?
Keep trying.
Artie Lang's still going, and all these guys that were in bands in the 80s, they all should be dead, you know?
Hey, Garrett, can you pull up a picture of Vince Neil right now? See how fat he is? Vince Neil is big as a house. Somebody posted a picture of Vince Neil on Facebook, and somebody's wrote Vince Meal.
That's a good one.
It's pretty good.
Was that you? Did you write Vince Meal?
No, I wish I did. I would...
Yeah, he doesn't look good.
He has like a strip club in Vegas now, and he's just big.
Oh, does he?
Yeah.
That's a good gig.
He comes out, he goes like, girls, give me a minute. He like sits down in a chair.
Yeah, but they don't,
girls.
They don't exercise.
Well, I mean, but
if you're used to being in a band, it's a lot of exercise to do a show for 3 hours. And then once they stop, then they don't want to.
Yeah,
like athletes, they don't want they if once they stop playing, they don't want to like stay in shape.
He's also had a ton of personal tragedy. Like his daughter died. Yeah. Tommy Lee had a kid's party and a kid drowned in his pool.
It wasn't his kid.
Yeah, fair enough. But he had to like.
So I would have threw him in the fucking.
That's what I would have said. It's not my kid.
It's not mine.
It says Mayhem right here.
Channel 6 shows up. It's not my kid.
Son of Mayhem for you.
Yeah. No, I say don't have kids. Kids and pools don't mix.
My defense: 22 kids came, one died. Those are pretty good numbers.
Pretty good.
Pretty good numbers.
21 walked
Hall
away.
Hall of Fame numbers.
Yeah. God, man.
Kids, you want to interview the kids that are alive?
Come on, look at them all.
Look, they're all happy.
They have grab bags. No,
they're all smiles.
Right, what's he up to now?
Oh, that's terrible. That's a big stomach.
Oh, yeah, Vince Neil.
So they don't play together at all, right?
They retired.
No one's really looking
for
like
done. Yeah.
No,
I don't think no one's really looking for them.
That's over.
It is. That's the problem. You don't have like a lot of great songs. You can only play like one song.
Yeah, I think they ended in 2015 was their last concert.
Really?
They were all like crying on stage. I'm like, guys, it should have ended 20 years before this.
Yeah.
I mean, like Vince Neil's eating like a 6-foot hoagie.
You know who had a bad run with these guys is the actress. Now she's going mental.
The Locklear.
Yeah, Locklear.
Now she's going crazy. She fucked all these guys, right?
Every one of them. Yeah. Tommy Lee. There's
the guy from. The guy from
Scritti Politti?
Richie Sambora.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
I used to see her. I lived right where she lived in Westlake, and I used to see her all the time. And she was really hot. I mean,
was she? Good take.
And it's just in, chocolate's delicious.
She was hot.
You know,
good looking, that girl. She should be on TV.
Heather Locklear was
not easy with women, but she was pretty hot.
Yeah, I can see it.
You know who looks great in person is Denise Richards. Hamina.
Yeah, she's good.
You want a starship of my trooper anytime you want. She was a starship trooper.
She's another one. She fucked Richie Sambora. That guy. That guy looks.
She
like
also fucked Charlie Sheen.
Maybe it's because he's in a band.
That must be it.
If he worked at Walmart, I don't think he'd be getting that top.
Hey, welcome to Walmart.
I think he'd be getting that
surprise.
Top,
a lot of
line pussy
to the Walmart aisle 9.
I would be surprised.
Yeah, you think with Charlie Sheen, like, do you think they have HIV? Like, I wonder.
That one was before. She's hot.
How do you know how long? Denise Richards.
She doesn't look good. She's in one of the Housewives shows now. Yeah, she doesn't say a fucking word. My wife was watching it, and I'm like, that's Denise Richards. All she goes is, uh-huh.
Right.
Because they pay you depending on how much you say.
Really?
Like how much on screen you are. So if you just go, uh-huh, you're not going to be in a lot of scenes because they want drama.
I read a lot from a book. I'd be like, the other day I was at the supermarket.
No, you're missing a point. They want drama, so if you're not on when they do all the edits, if you're not in the show a lot, they pay you less. So that's why they're all cunts because they get paid for being cunts.
Wow.
Kind of like my game.
I was about to say, it's kind of like this show. Yeah. It's very similar.
I just walk out, I start insulting people.
Housewives of
30. I got on the elevator, and I was not even late. I was like early. I got here, I was going to be like 20 minutes early.
Yeah.
And I'm on with some lady, and some guy sticks his hand in right before the door closes, and he gets on and he goes, I go, nice move. And I'm like, what? I don't have to fight this guy. But he was like a little Asian guy, you know?
Yeah, fuck
him. I assume he didn't even speak English, but I go, nice move.
I'd be terrified that elevator would keep going. You like cut your arm off. That shit happens.
It does happen.
Yeah, I mean, it really does. I remember once I was getting the subway, and I put my leg out, and the train started going with my leg on. I was like,
what? It dragged you?
No. I mean, like, I got in, and I had my leg behind me.
Oh, right.
I kind of ran the train and it stopped, and then the train started.
When we were going to your house, we had to get the train at like Smith and or somewhere. Anyway, we were running. To get the R World Trade Center to take to the F or whatever. So I'm going up the stairs with my son, and my daughter's a little bit ahead of me. The train comes in, and it's about to. I go, hold the door.
Sacrifice your kid.
Yeah, so I'm like, so my daughter is going to go run, hold the door. Like, we're like 3 feet behind it, but I'm like, you're there first, hold the door. But then she's like, she stops, and I'm like, I didn't get mad at her because then I'm. But then like 2 days later, a woman at Union Square, she tried to hold the door and it dragged her to her death.
Yeah, so
I'm like, maybe my daughter has better instincts than I do.
Yeah,
like don't hold the door.
Kevin, you got some explaining to do.
Yeah, she'd be
so mad. You
leave
with two kids, you come back with one. What's happening, man?
But you're like, ask about the one who's still alive.
She'd be so mad.
Yeah, you'd be.
No, but I'm like, yeah, you shouldn't really tell your kids to hold the door because you don't know. I know what to do. You just fucking hold it, and if it's Union Square is weird because it's not a straight station, so it curves, so they can't.
My kind of station.
So they can't see. They can't see. But if the conductor can see you, he's gonna open the door. He might say, "Fucking, don't be a you know what," and let the door close.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
But it was still dumb to say to my daughter, like, hey, hold the door open, you know?
Well, I told you I had that crazy homeless guy in the train. He started yelling at me and some other white people about how we took his culture. He's like, y'all are cavemen. We had a culture. You stole it. Y'all are cavemen. I did what any man would do. We got to the next station. I ran off the train. I'm not afraid of getting physically punched. I just want to get stabbed.
Yeah, like that guy fucking on Monday. My wife got mad at me. I didn't even tell her shit. Oh, yeah, I did tell her he had a knife. Space Hunger. You remember, he brought the stun gun?
Yeah.
So,
I saw that you had a stun gun.
Yeah, I told my wife. I go, yeah, guy. And she goes, is there any... I can't even say this on the air. But anyway. But I go, yeah, the guy had a you know, it's illegal in New York. He wanted me to hold it. He gave it to me.
Right. Fingerprints.
Yeah. So, and she's like, so a guy just has like a, a taser, stun gun? I go, yeah, you know. I go, we knew him.
Friend.
We knew him from Twitter. Yeah. Even
so, we know he's been
even vetted. even Teamster Tim, when he took out his knife, Teamster Tim jumped out of his chair.
He moved over.
He goes, whoa. Because he doesn't know him from Twitter like we do. But it was like a Crocodile Dundee knife. It was a real fucking knife. You know what I mean?
If you, like, with your wife, you just stunned her culo, and she just had to fall down. You could just go to town for 45 minutes.
That's called.
La, la.
I think it's called rape.
Yeah. If you're married, it's not rape.
Yeah, I think it still is. If you stun,
Kevin, I can't get up. Starving.
If you use a stun gun,
when she's finished, sleeping.
It's better if you came home from a gig and your wife's sleeping and your girlfriend, you use a stun gun to wake her up. So,
right. Hey, honey,
it's not rape, because I think it is rape if you fuck them when they're sleeping.
Yeah,
even though Bernie Mac has a great bit about, like, you come home, you start fucking your wife, give her the dick.
How's he doing?
He's dead. Give her the dick, and then she starts waking up. She's like, and then you give her, and then you give her the dick. You stir that motherfucking dick like it's a spoon and a cup of coffee. I think that was a black reference.
A cup of coffee.
Yeah.
Cup of. I don't even know what to say about any of that.
So it is. We do feel like the Mouseketeers once Jimmy leaves and we can't say any words. Well, yeah. Jimmy says whatever he wants, and we're like. Yeah. Hey, Wiggers.
It's like D'Artagnan just left.
I know. We're
any,
like.
Any AC stories?
Go ahead, caller. No, we got a caller.
Uh-oh. Oh.
Hello?
Shit.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hey, I just want to ask Brian, who's better eye candy for him when he does the interview shows, Brian McKenna or Mike Cannon?
Oh, good question.
You're a little smaller than Mike. But I like your muscles. They're a little bouncier. So
smaller house, shorter?
Mike was taller.
Mike's
Mike
taller.
Mike
is?
Taller. Yeah.
I think so. Yeah.
And you return my phone calls, Mike.
People think you're creepy.
That's the video.
Yeah, look in camera.
Look
one.
At the camera. That's one. Going. That goes right to Gary and Mike Cannon's house.
My balls are coming for you and your cannon. You see what I mean? Because of the cannon? Yeah, no, Brian for sure. Plus, Brian lives down the block from me and he can keep a secret.
Yeah. Whatever that means.
Where do you live? What part of Brooklyn do you live in?
Park Slope.
Oh, you do? Yeah. What street?
15th.
I don't know.
It's a little down the block, if you know what I mean. But he's doing all right. He's younger than I am. You'll make it. I'm gonna
Brian's
make it.
Brian's house is fascinating to me. You should see.
What?
Brian's house is fascinating.
Oh, I've been there.
Yeah. It's like,
a fucking.
It's like a normal wife and kids. And
no, it's
dogs
not so normal.
Shit.
They do a lot of whispering.
That's true.
Which I'm not a fan of.
He's plotting against her.
No, they're always like looking in people's direction, then talking quietly. Like it's like a fucking, like a movie.
I've got that Flutzy girl on the show on Friday.
Oh, yeah. Well, she's.
Louisa Flutzy. She's been in here, right? Or she's done MLC.
Yeah, she's done our show. She's going to be
the
doing.
The stripper girl who said she's unfollowable?
No, that's Chrissy Monroe, and is unfollowable for all the wrong reasons.
Did you hear she said that about her comedy? She goes, you can't follow me.
I was right there.
Were you? I didn't know you were
on the show. She grinds a pole. Yeah. So unless you bring a pole, I'm sure Dave Chappelle can follow her.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a few. There's a few. Gary Goldman, we're not sure. But
right. Gary's like,
he'll pick her up. And oh, I get so mad.
Your fucking tits make me crazy.
Oh, so mad.
Did he marry Sade Pilot? S-A-D-E-P?
I don't talk about people's personal life. I don't talk about their. No, I don't.
Talk about boyfriend. Sorry.
I don't talk about people's girlfriends. Or, even with Lenny, I kind of didn't talk about that.
No, he's married as a baby.
What?
He's married as a baby.
Okay, but I'm shit on the baby.
Did you watch his set?
Stating facts, but I don't know anything about.
Did you watch Lenny's set on the Tonight Show?
Yeah, I watched Lenny's set. Yeah,
what did you think?
I thought it was A+.
A+.
You funny, Lenny.
I thought it was A+.
I tweeted. I was on Jim and Sam the next day, and Sam goes, "You tweeted it." I go, "Yeah," because I don't have to. I go, "My fans know what to do." I tweet it and they attack it.
All you have to do is tweet it.
No, because there's no point in me going like, here, everybody.
Watch this.
Chum in the water. Just tweet it and then let them have their fun.
It's funny, Lenny tried to pick you up at the underground, like in the bathroom, but couldn't get you up, like trying to pick you up at the bathroom.
Oh, a lot of people are happy, probably did. He's probably heard he's probably heard Lenny bitch about me, and he's probably heard, different things, and he's like, well, he got it coming. I think that's what Noam thinks too. I had it coming.
Well, I think you are well respected, but universally reviled.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're welcome. Like
universally reviled.
That's the way Kevin should be brought up on stage from now on.
at the private on Saturday, I'll say, hey, folks.
This guy. Now, the problem is with that, like, if that kind of intro, then they expect me to be, like, really nasty.
Yeah.
But I just find it ridiculous, and then I can't match that, and I just do my acting. Like, I thought the guy was nasty.
Right.
So you can't really win.
Jokes about, like,
wife and my kids, right, my culo. Right.
That's why I didn't get about the Pete Davidson thing. That would be what you'd bring me up as if I fucked Kate Beckinsale. I'd be like, this next guy, he fucked Kate Beckinsale last week. Come on up to the stage.
And I saw Sarah Silverman Monday night, too.
Did you?
She saw you.
Huh? No, she was gonna bump me if I was late, but then she went on after me, and then I saw her in the hallway. She's like, "You were just on?" I go, "Yeah, yeah, I was just on." It's like, "Oh my god!" She's wearing like an old lady dress, like, and then her first joke is like, how she's a Jew or whatever. So people are like, she's a genius. It's all like, it's just like shock humor, you know? Like
She was funny.
I'm a nice lady. I'm a nice progressive lady, but all my jokes are like, shock jock kind of a thing.
Yeah, it's mostly what it is.
So I'm just like, oh, it's so fucking tired. Showbiz is disgusting. Anyway.
How was she sexually?
She's a hero. She's a hero, too. Even though her comedy's not heroic at all. Mm. And you see my point?
Yeah. Right.
I mean, whose comedy is heroic?
I jerked off that
movie. So it's like, my point is these guys, they think they're fucking heroes. Patton Oswalt thinks he's a fucking hero. He's just a comic.
And a murderer.
Not heroes. And a murderer.
Jesus.
It's on his credits. Allegedly. We have to say that. Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Gary, and also Gary Goldman hit me allegedly. So it's a lot of. Okay, I'm just making a point that.
Your nipples.
That he also.
Saying.
Yeah. A lot of allegedly things might have actually happened.
Your nipples took a hit.
I had to show my wife. I didn't take.
What did she say?
My wife said, call the cops. No, I was going to. I got home. I go, I think there's a mark. So I took my shirt off.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like to take my shirt off.
Even
I took it off the other day. And Bear Ribs is like, wow, you got a bad body. This is from a 78-year-old Jew who lives in a basement in Elizabeth. He's got laid since the Civil War. And he's telling me I got a bad body. He goes, you're lucky you got married. You're lucky you're married, or else you'd never get any pussy. I was like, oh, that really hurts.
Yeah, coming from
you.
Him. Yeah, coming from him.
Doesn't have a stove.
Doesn't even have a fucking hot. Doesn't even have like a microwave.
Microwave, no. Oh, man.
Nothing. He has blow. He has to blow on stuff to fucking. Oh,
he tried to kill
that life.
He tried to kill himself on his hot plate, mashing his head on it.
Went to Arizona for an open.
Tried to jump out of his building, but he lives in the basement.
So. Right. He had to jump up.
Jump up.
He had to jump up. Climb out of the window.
Tried to kill himself. He keeps rolling.
Couldn't get through the bars.
All right. Yeah. Oh my god.
All right. Shout out to me, and you know I've been amazing. Lately. And,
sure, great.
Just killing it, Kev.
Who said that? Somebody saying, we should get 3 days a week. He's killing it on social media.
Someone's tweeting.
The guy in the sky. He's Brian, Keith, what are you doing? Give him 3 days a week.
All right.
I ended up murdering somebody. He got 4 days a week. He killed a man on the subway. We got to give him 4 days a week. This guy's blowing up.
He's getting assaulted by people. Yeah. Hey, this guy's killing it.
He's in the news.
It's a bunch of heads on a pike, you know. It's like Gary Goldman's head here and Barry Ribb's head just for the fuck of it, you know. Do him a favor.
Or rob a bank.
Right.
This guy, we're going to give him Saturday as well.
All right. Eight days a week.
Stopped. Anyway, I don't even know I have the plug.
Well, any
it's my birthday tomorrow.
Oh.
Yeah, man. We're going to do a birthday show.
27?
Yeah, we're going to do it. Yeah, I'm going to be 40. How old? 47.
Times two.
So, yeah, we'll do an MLC tomorrow, a special MLC. I don't even know.
And I have a brand new promo.
Yeah, we're going to do your private. Is it still on?
Yeah, it's always still on.
Saturday?
Yeah, man.
Where is it?
Come on by, everybody.
Where is it?
I need headliners. Sorry.
Is it East Side?
Yeah, East Side.
Uppers?
Yeah, yeah. Uppers and Downers. What do you want? Black Benny?
Park Avenue? Show. Park Avenue?
No, east of that. A little east.
East? First Avenue? I don't got.
Third.
Okay, third, because I'm going to say I'm not going to go to first.
You don't do York?
I do not do York.
Peppermint Patty?
I do not.
You don't do York Avenue?
No circumstance.
No, it'll be nice and easy. I get you going up third.
Do you?
Yeah.
You already got the order?
Got the order.
Who is it?
Aaron, Mateo, you, Bonnie.
Oh, there's a reason.
You can't have Bonnie clothes and Mateo's got to close.
Why?
Because he's fight. You can't follow him.
Mateo, you think so? Or I'll switch him. All right,
he's,
that was easy.
Yeah, he's good. Yeah, you should have Aaron, Bonnie, me, Mateo.
Okay.
Or Aaron.
He just
or Mateo. Aaron, me, Bonnie, Mateo.
Well, Mateo has to be out by whatever. We can talk about it. But
then Mateo's gonna say he's got to be out earlier. But I gotta be out earlier. What time does the show start?
Can we talk about this not now?
This is compelling. This is show business.
Show business. The I want everyone there between 6:30 and 7. Show starts at 7:30.
Show starts at 7:30.
Yeah.
Oh, that's gonna be weird. And then what are we gonna do? Blow.
I'm gonna do a half an hour storytelling.
Do Facebook Live. Right. I'm doing blow. Right. Just to get more views. Right. Oh, this guy's blowing up.
Right. I'm gonna do half an
blow on Facebook.
I'm gonna do a half an hour of inspirational storytelling.
And you're joking, but of course you will.
Yeah, right. That'd be great.
All right. God bless everybody.
Wait.
Plugs?
I have a new promo code. Ryan. Wait.
Go ahead, how's Brewer doing?
He's good.
Have him call in someday.
I texted him. He didn't get back to me.
He
didn't get back to me.
Nobody gets back to anybody.
I didn't text him to call. I just texted him, hey, can you call me? And he never.
Oh.
So he might have texted me in between. But
all right.
Next time, for sure.
I don't care. It'd just be funny, even if we got a Brewer impersonator. Maybe a DeBona can do Brewer.
I could do Brewer. Showless, I'm sorry to bother you, but I live out in New Jersey.
Colombo.
Well, it's all I got. It's only one I can do.
All right, we got to wrap it up. These guys have had a full day. The booth has had a full day.
I got a promo code, man.
Yeah, they had the
shut up for 2 seconds.
Promo code blind.
Go to BrianPMcCarthy.com. Go to the shop. There's tons of new shit. Promo code is Gary Gullman. GARYGULMAN. All in capital letters. 20% off anything in the store.
They we got to be capital letters?
Have to be capital letters. Otherwise, it's 20% more. Go ahead.
Just fucking on my Twitter. Everyone knows.
Excuse me.
Thanks, Brian McKenna.
Brian. Thanks,
Thank
Brian.
You. Jimmy Martinez, too.
Jimmy Martinez. Thank you, Jimmy Martinez. Thanks for Pete Davidson for calling in.